Losing all hope. In our journey of life, we encounter challenges that demand our best thinking. While pitfalls like fake news, conspiracy theories, and climate change denial exist, Steven Pinker assures us that, under normal circumstances, most people steer through logic and reasoning fairly well. Human reasoning is a powerful tool that has propelled us forward. Through it, we've tackled problems, eliminated abject poverty, and extended our lifespan. Our ability to apply logic and reason has resulted in groundbreaking inventions like vaccines and medicines, making our everyday lives safer. Two thinking modes, fast and slow. Daniel Kahneman is a psychologist who studies how we think. He says we have two ways of thinking that work differently. System 1 thinking is when we think quickly, without much effort, and based on our feelings. System 2 thinking is when we think slowly, with more effort, and based on facts. Here are some differences between them. System 1 thinking. 1. Fast and easy. 2. Based on feelings. 3. Makes quick decisions or judgments. System 2 thinking. 1. Slow and hard. 2. Based on facts. 3. Does analysis or considers details. Understanding probabilities is crucial for making sound decisions. Steven Pinker argues that many people struggle with this, often making errors in judgment. For instance, when something similar to a dream happens in real life, we may connect the two without considering how often dreams don't come true. Similarly, when we hear about immigrants committing crimes or shark attacks, we often overlook the larger context. By resisting snap judgments and taking the time to think things through, we can overcome cognitive biases. Slow thinking is the antidote to many of these problems, allowing us to see situations more clearly and make better choices. Motive. When we desire something, our key to success lies in reasoning. This fundamental truth shapes our modern society. Think of procedures in the justice system, the scientific method, peer review in academia, and journalism fact-checking. They all guide us towards deliberate thinking, often in groups, to enhance decision-making. Critics sometimes label certain choices as irrational, but let's break it down. Consider someone spending their money now instead of saving for the future. They might underestimate the chances of growing old. To them, saving for a distant future might not make sense. Similarly, a person choosing an expensive trip at 30 over waiting until 70 believes it'll be more enjoyable. These decisions make sense if we don't excessively discount the future. However, there's a cautionary tale about loss aversion. Buying extended warranties might seem like a wise move due to the fear of loss, but salespeople often exploit this. It's a reminder that even seemingly rational choices can be influenced by our emotions. Societal influences on decision-making. Societal norms sometimes lead us into making irrational choices, like refusing to sign up as an organ donor. Steven Pinker boldly suggests that legalizing kidney markets could save lives. Think about it, most people don't need two kidneys, yet many die each year waiting for one. Despite the controversy, Pinker's argument challenges us to rethink our assumptions and explore new solutions. Let's delve into the logic behind his proposal and see if there's merit to his seemingly outrageous idea. Coincidences occur frequently, especially when actively sought. Imagine a scenario: out of 1,000 companies, 10 hired graduates from 3 specific colleges over 3 decades, and these companies' stocks outperformed others by 20%. Sounds impressive, right? But if your neighbor shot an arrow at a barn and then painted a bullseye around it, would you be impressed? For a discovery to hold weight, researchers must form a hypothesis before diving into the data, akin to a sharpshooter marking their target before taking aim. This approach ensures that findings lead to meaningful actions and not merely chance occurrences. Correlation and causation. Rich nations often boast a higher number of happy citizens, yet happiness cannot be accurately foretold solely by a country's wealth. Similarly, wealth alone doesn't guarantee happiness. Think of it this way: just because parents are tall doesn't mean their children will tower over them. Kids of tall parents might not reach the same height, while children of shorter parents might surpass their parents' stature. This phenomenon, known as regression to the mean, applies universally. Life is pretty complex, and most events have a bunch of factors playing into them. Pinning down a single cause is like finding a needle in a haystack. But fear not, there's a cool method called randomized controlled trials, RCTs, with a touch of multiple regression analysis. It's like a super sleuth for figuring out what really causes things to happen. RCTs are like science detectives, cutting through the noise in data and testing each factor one by one. It's like figuring out which ingredient makes your favorite dish taste just right. Supporting information. When it comes to making big decisions, it's crucial to have solid evidence backing your choices. If you're working for an aerospace company and spot some blips on the radar that could be enemy bombers or just harmless birds, it's better to send out the interceptors just in case. Sure, it might cost some resources, but it's way better than risking a potential threat slipping through unnoticed. Now, this idea isn't just for high-stakes situations. Everyday decisions can be just as tricky. To get better at making choices, try listening to arguments that challenge what you believe. It's like doing a puzzle. When you find a piece that doesn't quite fit, you adjust the rest of the picture until it all makes sense. The brilliance of Steven Pinker. Steven Pinker, a renowned Harvard intellectual, possesses a rare gift of making complex ideas accessible. Despite his scholarly background, he doesn't shy away from engaging his audience. His writing, though rich in data and examples, manages to bridge the gap between erudition and readability. Pinker doesn't talk down to his readers. Instead, he invites them to explore his level of understanding with clarity and simplicity. What sets Pinker apart is his unwavering optimism about human rationality, even in the face of today's challenges. His ability to present intricate concepts in an understandable manner inspires active learning and critical thinking. By delving into his work, readers are not only informed but also empowered to steer the complexities of the world around them. Key points. 1. Human reasoning, encompassing both fast, System 1, and slow, System 2, thinking modes, is essential for steering through life's challenges. 2. Understanding probabilities helps avoid misconceptions, like mistaking coincidences for patterns. 3. Recognizing and avoiding thinking traps, such as selective attention and loss aversion, promotes clearer decision-making. 4. Rational thinking requires awareness of societal influences and the ability to differentiate between correlation and causation. 5. Randomized controlled trials, RCTs, are powerful tools for uncovering causality amidst complex data. 6. Solid evidence supports better decision-making, even in everyday situations. 7. Challenging one's beliefs and considering opposing arguments promotes growth and improved decision-making.